previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Eskom's credit risk is soaring as the power utility battles it out with trade unions over a wage dispute. That's according to Bloomberg, which reports that yields on Eskom's dollar bonds hit their highest level last week since the start of the pandemic, while credit default swaps climbed 55 basis points to their highest level since the end of 2020. Strikes are illegal at Eskom. It's an essential service, but that hasn't prevented disgruntled workers from staging protests at a number of power stations, causing Eskom to implement stage 4 load shedding. Unions are demanding an across-the-board pay increase of 15%, way above the current inflation rate of 6.5%. Just before the weekend, Eskom was granted an urgent interdict to stop the protest action, although it's unclear at this stage if it has made any difference. Company statement says stage 4 will continue until Wednesday. Sugar giant Tongaat Hulett's bid to implement a 5 billion rand recapitalization plan looks to be in tatters. That's because 2 billion rands worth of the deal is now off the table with the withdrawal of Mauritius-based Magister Investments. Magister is controlled by the controversial Rutland family of Zimbabwe, who own Goldleaf Tobacco. Minority shareholders in Tongaat Hulett contend the whole deal was dodgy and would have resulted in the Rutlands gaining control of Tongaat Hulett at a price way below market value. On the markets, a much stronger end to last week has left investors wondering if the worst of the recent sell-off is over. The JSE closed up just over 1.6%. That's both the all-share and top 40. London's FTSE up 2.7%. In New York, the Dow also up 2.7%, with the S&P 500 up 3.1%, the Nasdaq up 3.3%. The Asia-Pacific region this morning following suit, Tokyo up 1.3%, Hong Kong up 3.25%, Sydney up 2%. The US dollar has eased to 106 to the euro. The rand's where we left it on Friday evening, 1582 to the dollar, 1669 to the euro, 1941 to sterling. Gold this morning at 1834, platinum 917, Bitcoin up 1%, 21,167. Brent crude oil also unchanged, just over $113 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.